Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, your listening oasis in the e-commerce desert. Now, from the shifting sands that make up his brain, here's Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Visit them in the Agora at eBay Open 2017. We're packing for Vegas while we await your call. That's the noise you hear. I'm fidgeting with my luggage. 888-723-4630. We have a huge packing job to do.
Oh, yeah, because you've got the equipment for the...
We have the medical
equipment.
Oh,
my gosh.
And I have studio equipment that I'm bringing for the video streaming. It's not a lot of equipment, but... And of course I have my Louis Vuitton steamer trunk full of my kimonos and other outfits that I have to change into every 30 minutes.
Hey, John, do you want him to bring the access? No, we don't need it. Okay.
What access?
You know, we have an access.
Oh, that portable access?
Yeah.
I can bring it if you like.
Nah, John said we'll use ours. Our Vegas engineer brings one.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right.
We're taken care of. Right. Brings the microphones, everything.
Fantastic.
Just wanted to make sure. So you're going to do that plus the medical equipment and suitcases
and Howie's scooter and our, like I said, you know, our
So Howie's scooter folds up?
Well, I can put it on the lift in the back. There's a lift on the back of the
You're
of
driving,
the
hitch. That's right. Okay.
And I don't mind doing that, but there's this weird squeak when it's on there that we can't I've been spraying lubricant everywhere. And I can't figure out where it's coming from, and it kind of drives them crazy. But I still, so if we can get it in the back of the car, I'll do that. But then when we make a stop, I have to take it out and assemble it. Mm. Well, now that my knees aren't hurting, it's not so bad, so we'll see. Anyway, we're getting ready.
I always pack so much stuff in my big suitcase. I pack too much, and everything is all scrunched. And even though I pack it well, it's all scrunched. The whole time while I'm there, so I'm buying an extra suitcase today.
Well, so I'm going to try something new. I made a joke out of it. You know, I'm bringing a Louis Vuitton steamer trunk. I'm not. I'm actually doing something I've never done before.
What are you doing?
Although I know some of our sellers do this. I'm planning and setting out my outfit for each day.
Oh, that's what
that's
I do.
All
are you kidding?
I'm bringing. That's all I'm bringing.
Oh.
So it's what? It's we arrive on Monday, so those are traveling clothes that I'll wear on Saturday.
You can wear them going home again. Nobody's going to see it.
Right. So Tuesday an outfit, Wednesday an outfit, Thursday an outfit, Friday. So four outfits.
What are you going to do if something gets dirty or you mess up something and you have to go change that day?
And I'll have a fifth outfit.
That's why I bring 10 extras.
Well, 10 extra. I mean, I know you're a slob, but this is ridiculous.
No, I never know what I'm going to want to wear that day. That's the problem.
So here's the thing to do is I'm going to bring a bib and I'm going to wear it whenever food is around. Because invariably, no matter how careful I am, and it's the most frustrating thing in the world. You try to be very careful, and you still drop it on your shirt. My ex-partner and I were at a pizza joint in the 90s, and he had just bought a brand new white Oxford shirt from The Gap. It was a beautiful shirt. We went to have pizza. He's trying so hard not to have anything drip in the shirt. And a little bit of sauce dripped anyway.
And
all of us at the table, we looked and we were in shock. And he looked at us, he rolled his eyes, he took the pizza and he just smeared it all over the shirt and he said, "They're done.
It's over with.
Not have to worry about it anymore."
Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. I'm terrible with that. I try to eat so carefully. I mean, I can get sushi juice on me, you know, soy sauce.
Sushi juice?
I call it sushi juice.
Sushi juice? Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got on my spreadsheet everything I'm going to wear, the undies.
Oh, you have a spreadsheet?
Wait,
a spreadsheet?
Of course I do, Griff. I've told you that before.
Oh, I just put them in there with a, you know, and say this is, I just.
Oh, no.
Spreadsheet?
I have a spreadsheet.
Oy.
Yeah, it's called Trip Packing, and it's got travel day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh, you know, you laugh. I do have a spreadsheet for something else.
And I do have, for everything you're bringing, right?
Well, no, for the medical supplies I have to have.
Of course.
Because I can afford to not bring a t-shirt. That's okay.
So
I can't afford not to bring, you know, a vital.
You will see me on Tuesday with a navy blue blouse.
Oh, no, don't tell us.
White tights.
No, white tights.
Mm-hmm.
Va-va-voom. Are these like
Oh, no. You know, just see them from my knees down because I'm wearing a long blue thing.
Oh, right, right. You wear those long blue things.
I do. I do. So, hey, Griff, you know who is on with us?
Who?
It is time for our research report with Aaron Chow, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Aaron, thank you so much for holding while we did that silliness. What do you have for us today?
Well, hi, Griffin Lee. Stepping away from eBay planning, back to school season for sellers is here. Now it may sound a little early, but in fact, if you go by last year's sales data, it's already been here for a little while.
Yes.
Back to school season is getting longer every year thanks to the convenience of online shopping, which lets families address their school needs as they find good deals rather than having to do it all at once in a retail store. So the sales season now stretches from the middle of summer until about a month after school starts in most markets. So how can you get your listings and your store into shape to take advantage of back to school demand? Well, here are two key tips. One, promote goods in the right categories. Turns out most back-to-school purchases are made in just a handful of categories. Clothing, shoes, and accessories, cell phones, computers, tablets, and networking, consumer electronics, office equipment and supplies, and furniture. If you have items that can be listed in these categories but aren't, this season might be a good time to create a few extra listings in the hot back-to-school categories. And number two, offer free shipping and expedited shipping on your listings. Now, I know we say that a lot, but last year, the National Retail Federation found that 84% of families would only buy back-to-school items from vendors offering free shipping. And among the rest, they found that in particular, the dads who had to pay for shipping wanted expedited shipping as a choice. So adjust your prices if necessary, but get free shipping and expedited shipping options on your back-to-school listings. Now, those two changes aren't really big ones, but during back-to-school season, they can make a big difference. So think about putting them into play from now until sometime in September. And for three more tips on making the most of back-to-school season sales, visit us at terapeak.com/eBayRadio. One word. Back to you, Griffin Lee.
Thank you. So
Thank you,
are we going to see you in Las Vegas, Aaron?
You know, we are all so heads down, so busy with all the great new stuff we're building. I can't promise. But
well,
we're with you there in spirit.
Okay. And your commercials will be playing in the hall over the air. So
exactly.
You will have a presence. You will have a presence there. Aaron, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Go to terapeak.com/eBay Radio. Is that what it is?
Yep. One word.
Okay. eBay Radio, all one word. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Aaron. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO 30, 888-723-4630. If you want to call us with a tip, if you want to call us with a challenge you're having, a question, a comment, you may do so at 888-RADIO 30, or you can click on the Contact Us button on your eBay Radio player. Hey, Jeff from Applington, Iowa, J. Downs Enterprises. Hey, Jeff, what's your question or comment today?
Hey, I've only sold about 60, 65 items on eBay, and I already had my first scam attempt just the other day.
What happened, Jeff?
Okay, so I bought these toggle light switches, like turn your light on, turn it off kind of thing that you install in your house. Mm-hmm. And I bought a whole lot of them, been selling them individually, and this guy bought two from me. And he came back and said that I had listed something incorrectly. I don't know if I did or not. I looked at it, and I didn't see anything. And then he said, hey, I'm willing to keep these if you just get me a deal on another one. And so I said, go ahead and make an offer on whichever one you want. I'll go ahead and accept it. He bought one half price, $3.50, free shipping. And I sent it out to him, and he says it's damaged. And I know that I looked in the box, and it was perfect and pristine condition. I packed it really well. And so it's like, okay, so I have not made mistakes thus far, and all of a sudden I'm going to make two mistakes? No. And so I just told him, go ahead and send them back, because I know what he was trying to do once I realized he's selling the exact same products on his eBay. I think ultimately what he was going to try and do is get me to refund him the amount, being that they're such low-cost items, he knows I'm going to say to keep them. You ain't making money off of me that easy. So I told him to send him back. He hasn't gotten back to me. Here's what I have for you. I have a suggestion.
Okay, we're listening.
Okay. First of all, always ask for the items back. Don't just say keep them. That'll get those people, those scammers, out of there. I don't know what you guys think about that. Secondly,
well,
wait
a minute. Let's see what Griff thinks about that.
No, I'll hear.
Sure.
All
okay, go ahead.
So, secondly, I think eBay needs to come up with an algorithm regarding feedback. I know you guys say don't worry about the feedback so much, but I sold this guy three items. And if I know what he's going to do eventually here. He's going to think about it. He's probably going to wait until the end of my 60-day return policy. He's going to leave me negative feedback on three items. That's a big thing when you've only sold like 65 items.
Mm-hmm.
I think eBay needs to come up with an algorithm where if there's not a penny out of the customer's pocket, you've paid free round trip shipping and you've refunded the item, they shouldn't be able to leave any negative feedback, only positive feedback, just like I totally agree that the seller can't leave negative feedback. I love that.
Yeah, we're never going to do that. I'm just going to stop you right there. That's never going to happen. So what you're doing is you're proposing a Band-Aid for a problem that is not very big, which then impacts every single buyer who attempts to leave feedback in a situation like that, and it's not an attempt at fraud. So no, that's never going to happen. Sorry.
So you don't
I just have to tell you that. I mean, I don't want to lead you to believe that we're going to create some sort of blocking mechanism for leaving negative feedback for a buyer to leave negative feedback in situations like the one you've just described. Because, and I'm going to tell you something. I know it sounds suspicious to you. There's nothing yet that indicates that fraud has happened.
Stay on the line with us, Jeff.
This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a buzz at 888-723-4630 when we come back with eBay Radio.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 415.
Selling more profitably starts with buying smarter. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Customer Service. He says a lot of prices have dropped over the years, making smart buying a must, he explains.
It's not a secret. Things have changed, and eBay's put so much product out there. The law of supply and demand started coming into play. It's not something wrong. It's just something that happens, and I need people to be aware of it. When they buy, the value or the what the items sell for have dropped quite substantially over the years. But it does ebb and flow, so it goes up and down.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show whose merchandise volume is never gross. The host? That's another matter. Now, here's Griff.
I resemble that remark. The open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Visit them in the Agora at eBay Open 2017. We're all pumped up for your calls, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is, jot it down, because we don't say it that often. Yeah, right. 888-723-4630.
So we have Jeff on the line with, and Jeff is a person who Griff and I have kind of taken under our wing. He's a new seller.
Yeah.
And he gets to call whenever he wants.
Right.
And he does. You do, Jeff.
So here's, we're talking about feedback and suggestions for eBay to make changes. And the suggestion that Jeff made, I don't mean to sound harsh or flippant.
Oh, it's okay.
I can just tell you that's just never going to happen. But I can also tell you this. I wouldn't worry about it, and I'll tell you why. Buyers expect sellers to receive negative feedback occasionally. It is actually a great opportunity for you to showcase your professionalism and how you respond, and you should respond. And the response is always contrite, professional, understanding, empathetic, regardless what the situation was. And you say things like, gee, I'm really sorry that these didn't work out for you. Sent a full refund. Thanks again for shopping with us. And then buyers don't care about what another buyer said about you negatively. What they do care is how you respond. Because a lot of sellers, they just pop right off and they'll issue some harsh or insulting or angry response. And that, more than anything, telegraphs buyers that, ooh, staying away from that guy. So use your own words to showcase what a wonderful person you are if it happens. And don't worry about it. It's not that important. It certainly does not impact your status at eBay. And we know, I have sellers who in a panic moment tell me, I just got a negative and now my sales are going to tank, or they're tanking. No, they're not. We know this, or we wouldn't allow it. The occasional negative feedback has zero impact on buyers wanting to buy from you. It just has no impact.
And I'm not worried about. I'm patiently
worried.
Waiting for that first negative feedback.
Why are you wait? Patiently waiting. What? Put it out of your mind.
Because I'm not perfect. You know. Yeah.
He needs the opportunity to show. Go ahead.
Well, I guess what I'm worried about here is I sold this guy three items, and he has opportunity to leave me three negative feedbacks, I guess, is what I'm worried about.
Not necessarily. In which time frame did he buy these? Was it within 1 week?
Within probably a week and a half or so.
Well, so you can't leave negative feedback, and it's that one item, right?
It's three different items. I told him two on one transaction, and from my experience, you can leave two feedbacks.
Yeah.
Transaction.
Jeff, yeah, he might do that. There's nothing you can do about it. So why are you worrying about it? There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. Why are you worrying about
it? That's true.
Except to let this person into your head and then take up a lot of time and space for you worrying about this unnecessary worry. And this is energy and time better spent on your business. And just put it out of your head.
You need to think when these things happen. Well, it happened. It's going to happen. It's not going to be the last time it's going to happen.
It may not happen.
Well,
yeah. He never responded when I asked him to send him back. So which that you guys certainly made me feel a lot better about the feedback thing.
And we're talking about what in total amount. What are we talking about here?
It's a very small amount. $10.50 in transactions, including shipping.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Please, put this out of your head.
My next question, Griff.
Sure. I didn't answer the first one, though. What was the first one again?
Regarding the how to handle this guy potentially defrauding me.
You've done everything right.
You said that there was no indication that this guy was frauding me. How long would in this case would you have let this go on before you said, forget it, just send him back? Or would you have?
For items that amount, I'd say, nah, that's okay. just keep them. I send them a refund. I don't have time for that kind of worry. I just don't. I don't have time or the inclination to let that kind of thing get into my head. It's just, it's bad for business. It can happen in a situation like this. I don't speculate about a buyer's motives unless I have absolute proof that they're trying to defraud me. Until that happens,
he was wanting to buy another item.
Who knows why? You're just making an assumption that because he sells the same items that he's trying to like buy them from you and resell them. I don't know. Why would you let that into your head? I would just let it go. I would just let it go. It's
okay.
$10.
So
and
Jeff,
you
sold him. Jeff,
would you have sold him that next item?
Yeah. I love making sales. I like making sales. Sure. I'll sell you another item here. Have it. I don't know if I would have given a discount, but at that price, maybe
wrong
I would.
With that, then what do you do?
I deal with when it happens, but I don't anticipate that someone's out to get me. Because when you do that, you set yourself up for a mindset that becomes habitual, and then you're always suspecting everyone's out to get you. And I've seen, in 20 years, I've seen more businesses fail on eBay because a seller becomes obsessed with the idea that buyers are criminals. And even when they can tell you, oh, of course not, I don't believe it, but emotionally they do end up believing it, and it'll destroy your business. It'll destroy it.
I agree with that. And that dress I called in about with those tags.
Yeah.
The day after I spoke to you guys, I sold it.
Yeah. Yay.
That helmet sold. So it's I should just call in about all my items and then all of a sudden I'll sell it the next day.
Yes.
So.
Well.
We've been known
someone
to
might
have
catch
that
on
happen.
To, there may be sellers who say, I'm going to try that too. And then it becomes a let's sell my items on eBay radio show. Jeff, thanks for your call. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Coming up next, prepping for eBay Open. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Inbox zero. It's that sweet spot where you've answered each and every customer's message in your inbox. Reply Manager can get you there faster and more effectively. With Reply Manager, your e-commerce, email, and social media messages all come into a single inbox. Then, filters sort them into folders you set up. Reply Manager even prioritizes your messages so you can respond promptly. Best of all, Reply Manager keeps customer details and conversation history all in one place. No more switching between multiple screens or accounts. All this efficiency comes with a personal touch, too. You can personalize messages using a hashtag. And smart autoresponders make every response sound like it came from a real human being. Because it did. Reply Manager. The road to inbox zero. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at ReplyManager.com.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.